This morning, I was listening to a podcast interview, and I think I'll share a snippet of that here in just a second. But while I was listening to it, I was reminded of one of the biggest paradigm shifts that I've experienced in my creative journey, specifically when it comes to my defining what I think it means to be an amateur and a professional. I used to think that the transition from amateur to professional was like this really clear leveling up, almost like a video game. You are now level 2 professional, and now you can write in your Instagram bio that you are a professional at whatever it is you're doing. The problem with thinking of it in a binary way of leveling up for me is that defining that threshold where you can now call yourself a professional is really vague. Like, everybody has a different opinion on it. Okay, so once you start getting paid for something, then you get to call yourself a professional. Do you have to be making the majority of your income by doing this thing to call yourself a professional? Do you have to do it all the time? Okay, so if it's a slow season and maybe this month you don't have paid gigs in this, can you not call yourself a professional? If you know if it's happening in the future, if it happened in the past, you could tell. I start spiraling. It's not helpful for me. What I realized at some point was that the difference between amateur and professional is more of a mindset that I find myself slipping back and forth into. And I know that even that, like, that coming out of my mouth sounds really lame to say out loud and admit to you. I would love to tell you that I've got this fortitude and grit. I've got this vision of who I'm going to become in my life and what I'm going to do. And I'm just headed that way. And every morning I wake up just super confident knowing where I'm going. I don't function like that. Man, I am so emotional. And I'm so like, I have so much like questioning of myself. What am I doing? Is this the right decision? I've got days where I show up, I feel super confident. And I've got days where I'm questioning if every decision I've ever made in the past 10 years was the wrong one. I still find myself slipping back and forth between the two, even now. Okay, and here's a great example of that. This last Friday, I got brought in to take some behind-the-scenes portraits of a band called Scary Pockets, and they were playing in Minneapolis at the Fine Line, and it was a blast. It was a perfect balance of personal and professional. Personal being, we had some great conversations, I made some new friends, we had a ton of fun hanging out. Then the professional side being both the photography that I shot, knowing my gear, knowing how to approach the situation with a band in portraiture, and also knowing how to hold myself in those situations. I know for a fact that the reason I get brought in to do things like this is when a lot of people don't get brought in is because backstage in the green room is a sacred space, especially for seasoned touring bands and artists. There are a ton of unspoken rules about how to hold yourself, when to give space. Because I've been in those situations as a musician, I can read a room and tell when someone's fine with their picture being taken, when someone's fine with me even being in the room, or when I need to step away and give someone their personal space. So this was not unlike a lot of the other situations I've found myself in, and it went great. The whole experience, I believe, was super professional. But here's the problem. Something started happening to me mentally on Sunday when I really started analyzing some of the photographs I took. And by analyzing them, I mean everything was in low light, natural light. I never bring in flash when I am taking photographs backstage, whether I'm playing or it's somebody else. That's one of the unspoken rules. It just is like, bang, it's obvious. Someone just took a photo. It changes the mood of the whole thing. So because of that, taking natural light, low light photography where there's just a few lights overhead is a tricky thing. And I was looking at some of the photographs I took digitally. I found myself just starting to obsess about things as I've done for so long with basses and amps. I just started thinking about gear. Well, maybe if I got this, I could do this. And it was specifically for the digital side of things. When it comes to the film photographs, the really cool thing about that is the technology of film photography hasn't really changed that much over the years. And so I shoot primarily on a Leica M6 on Ilford HP5 400 film, if you're interested. And when I'm shooting in super low light, I push that film so I can get a little bit more light in the emulsion. And if there's something that goes wrong, if I miss a photo, I know that's on me. That's on my technique. This is the shit that the people who have taken my favorite photographs back in the day of artists, this is the exact gear that they have been using. And so if I see something I don't like, it's just natural. I'm going to think about my approach and how I take photographs. But when it comes to the digital side of things, that gets a little trickier for me, because mentally I think, well, you know, maybe if I updated my camera, I could have this higher ISO and I could do this, and maybe I should look at this camera. And maybe, okay, Leica put out this new camera this last year. Maybe I should look at that. And I found myself going down the rabbit hole of obsessing and nerding about the camera gear and like, oh, maybe I should look at it. Found myself there before. I was spiraling. The problem with that for me, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the problem of it for me is when I start feeling like, anytime I'm in a place where I feel like what I need to do my art exists external and apart from me, and I just need to figure out how I can get what it is I need to get and how I get it. Anytime I'm in that mindset, it's a dangerous one for me, because it just totally pulls me off the tracks of creativity and focus and into the world of obsessing about the next shiny thing. Stephen Pressfield in The War of Art said, "The professional eliminates chaos from his world in order to banish it from his mind." And when I'm in the mode of researching the next piece of gear that I want to buy, man, chaos. My mind is full of chaos. And I don't know if I'm the only one, but that's what happens for me. And so this morning, the thing that pulled me from it this time was I was listening to a conversation with a guy named Ryan Holiday and Ali Abdaal. And they were talking about productivity, and they said this about tools.
I feel like people are obsessed with productivity, and I'm not always sure why. Like I said this thing once, maybe you agree with it, but amateurs are obsessed with tools. What's the best software to do this? What program do you write with? And if I was to rank the things that contribute the most to what I do, tools are like not even in the top 10.
Yeah, the tool is maybe the extra 1% left over at the end. If like writing in Scrivener is just a little bit nicer than writing in a Google Doc, really the way to be productive is to figure out where you're trying to go, figure out what habits and what daily / weekly routines you need to get there, and just sitting down and doing the thing, and then finding a way to make the thing fun so that you don't get distracted with other shit, and then just doing the thing for a long time.
Man, when I freaking heard that, it was like someone put a mirror right in front of my face. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm spiraling into chaos right now. I need to pull myself back and focus on what matters. Specifically, okay, like photography is this situation for me. I'm sure next week last week it was basses. It was me thinking, man, do I actually need to start playing a Music Man? Ernie Ball Music Man bass more often than I play a P bass. And so, okay, I got out of that. And then the photography thing got in my mind. And at least for me, I can't just banish a thought. I have to replace a thought with another thought. Kind of like the whole, like, what's that mind game that someone says, if someone were to tell you, don't think about a red fire truck, well, you're instantly going to think about a red fire truck. The only way to not think about a red fire truck is to think of a yellow fire truck. You have to think about, focus on something else. So for me, it's like, okay, if focusing just on gear is the amateur mindset, what's the professional mindset in this situation? And okay, so for me, I believe when you start thinking about light, then you are thinking as a professional photographer. Really, honestly, here's the deal. Honestly, for me, it has nothing to do with gear in and of itself. Yeah, I'm not even talking about like you shouldn't, professionals never think about gear. That's not true. If you're going to be professional, you need to have professional gear. You need the tools to show up and do your job. When you show up, your gear and what you bring with you says something about you. And I'm not even saying that you shouldn't nerd out about the newest things or keep up to date with it. I want to, because I think, like, I love being an enthusiast about these kind of things. It's fun for me. What I'm trying to say is that for me, this is about the times when I find myself mentally slipping back in. Yeah, that's what it is. It's when I find myself slipping back into the mindset, believing the lie that buying gear buys me talent. That mindset of gear as a gatekeeper. Once I have this, then I can make this. Oh man, where it gets really shitty for me is once I have this, then I can be this. Yeah. Amateur and professional, it's a sliding scale for me. And I want to make sure that the rest of this week, I am focused on implementing the mindset of a professional.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.
Meow.